Case number 12887, Joshua Valiant seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Wilgus Cemetery Road, approximately 650 feet from Honeysuckle Road. The 911 address is 34278 Wilgus Cemetery Road in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 109. The applicant is seeking a 14.6 and 13.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch, a 5.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming dwelling. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It is Joshua Valiant, 34278 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. Well, I bought this house and fixed it up over the past several years. I lived there with my wife and two young children. It's an old, really charming farmhouse that's, you know, over 100 years old, I believe. And when I bought the house, I didn't really look into the setbacks there on the front. And actually, I thought that it was 30 foot, not 40, so that's shocking today as well. But there was originally a small brick front porch and roof leading to the front door. When I redid the house, I redid everything, the siding, had to fix up the foundation, and we slowly had to get rid of that too as it was crumbling. So I'm really just looking to try to add that original last piece of character to our house and build just a nice little front porch with a covered roof that would attach underneath upstairs windows.
Questions? Dr. Carson, go ahead.
Just a question regarding the survey. You face on Wilgus Cemetery Road, correct?
Yes, sir.
And is there distance between your property line and the edge of paving on Wilgus Cemetery Road?
I believe that, I'm not sure, based on the survey, if that is the 33.3 on the...
That would probably be to your property line.
Okay, right.
So then I'm wondering if there's...
The actual pavement, I'm not sure. I would imagine maybe an additional 15 feet or so, but I do not know.
Okay. Thank you.
You have well and septic?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Private well and septic?
New, yep, done recently.
Is the house level with the ground? I don't see any steps on here.
So the house, because it's such an old house, it is very low. To the bottom of the existing front door is about 15 inches to the top of the grade. I left it out just to try to make it more easy to try to get the variance. If you grant me the variance and I can do the front porch, you know, I'll probably grade the front yard more to make sure it slopes away, and I don't see a need for a step there, as the platform will probably be around 4 inches below the front door.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like your parking or driveway is circles the house, I get?
Yeah, it's a half a circle that goes around the house with parking.
Will this impact any visibility from the road or?
Yes, it'll greatly impact it. It's going to make the house look complete. I mean, right now it's a beautiful house, but nothing's
there. I probably didn't word that right. So if you're in a car driving by, it's not going to affect
visibility. Yes, okay. It wouldn't impair anyone's driving at all.
So you think this will add to the neighborhood?
It'll add great character. I know my neighbors would love it. They've been asking me when I'm going to do it, and I told them, unfortunately, I need the variance. That's a letter from them is included. I hope that you guys have. That's really the only neighbor that it would affect. They're the only one directly across from me. I think they own maybe 7 or 8 acres. It's 6 acres.
Okay.
How big was the porch that you tore down because it was in disrepair?
So the existing porch was only maybe 4 or 5 feet wide, bricks, a platform. When I did the renovations and removed the aluminum siding, behind it, you could see that there was originally a small A-frame structure above it. So what I removed was just the base, the original base. All that's left there is the footings now. It was just crumbling and I had to remove it. So currently we're using the side and back door.
Is there a reason the porch needs to be 8 foot deep rather than 6 foot?
There's not a reason that it needs to be. It could be 6 foot. Just with the way the house looks and other architecture from that style, I thought it would fit in. I didn't submit it. I do have a picture. It's not my house, but it's a very similar picture that I envisioned doing this when I purchased the house that I could show you. But there is no reason that it has to
be 8 foot.
So
it's aesthetic reasons?
For aesthetics.
Rather than your personal enjoyment of the, or is it also because you would enjoy more having a larger porch?
It's mainly just for aesthetics. It's for, I felt that 8 foot, once I put the columns in, the columns will be set back, so it's really gonna just, you know, leave, I thought, the correct amount of space to walk once you open the front door between the column and the
porch. Do you know how large those columns are?
I'm not sure if I'm gonna use a 6x6 post, which you would wrap with a column, or a 4x4, but I'd say roughly they're going to be around 10 inches in diameter.
Okay.
Not going to be a lot of room left if that was a six foot.
Correct.
Yeah, so in order to, the larger porch accommodates the larger columns so that this can be more, I mean, are you trying to get this to be more historically accurate? Is that the idea?
Exactly. Okay. So this replacement siding mimics the old aluminum siding. It's white with white, the black roof. I just want to keep that historical charm.
You had mentioned kids. You had kids?
Yes, sir.
Wilgus Cemetery roads, people like to fly down that road.
Absolutely.
Would you consider that porch maybe a little bit more of a safety barrier for your kids as far as approaching Wilgus Cemetery Road?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned there's a well and septic on the property. Where are those located?
The well is, I get my bearings here. This is west, east. So the well, north. So the well is towards the.
You can go up to the screen if you want to and point.
Well is right here in the front yard in between the circle driveway. And the septic is way back here.
So where that well is located would make it difficult, and I guess the design of the house that's been there 100 years, make it difficult to put a porch kind of on the side for access. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, sir. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12887 for Josh Valiant. There you go.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12887 for Mr. Joshua Valiant. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, the property has unique physical condition, mainly because of the age of the house and being built before the setbacks. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and probably will improve the neighborhood. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Second, Dr. Carson?
Please.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So, sir, with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Next case?